two. Melancholy flowers. Okay, it's working.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholic flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy
flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy
flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy blumen.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
Melancholy flowers.
This morning I'm going to talk to you about a particularly virulent and dangerous form of divine madness, which is called falling in love, which is, from a practical point of view, one of the most insane things you can do.
Here in my spirit.
Of marriage and the experience of falling in love are really rather separate things. When people break up a marriage, it's sort of unnerving for everyone. You see a couple and you think for a long time that they're the happiest and best adjusted couple you ever met. The next thing you know is that they've split up. And you begin to think, now what goes on here? Are all my friends crazy? Because you see people breaking up all around. And while there are, indeed, many, many married, legally married couples who have a very, very happy alliance that goes on all their lives, and there are enormous numbers of them, but they are mainly, I think, people who are lucky. There is no way of making a marriage work.
My wife left me. Mine too. No warning. Just one morning she was gone.
Same as me. She woke up and told me she didn't love me anymore.
And then she died.
Oh, no, she didn't die. She just fell in love with someone else.
That's terrible.
Don't threaten to punish.
Why, what's easier?
I do love you, and I just want to come home.
You think I'm waiting with open arms? You think it's that easy?
No, no, I know I was wrong, and I could never make up for that. God, did you know how ashamed I am? Just say you'll consider it, that you'll think about it.
I'm sorry, Ellen, I already have. It's over.
Speaking from a certain amount of bitter experience, you can work very hard to keep a marriage together. And as you do so, you may fail to recognize, you see, that you are being untrue to your own emotions. And you think, well, I must control my emotions for the sake sake of children, for the sake of society, for the sake of everything like that. And so you work and work, and one of the ways of working is to try to convince yourself that you're in love. And you go through the pretenses of love. You hypnotize yourself with loving language towards your partner. You go out of your way, you make little lists to remember attentions you must pay. You keep a diary in which you remember your wedding anniversary, because you're very liable to forget it. And all these things, and you really work it. Now, the more you work it, the more you're building up promises and expectations for something that you are probably not going to come through with at the level of deep feeling. And everyone is well aware of that. Is a Hintergedanke. You know it in the back of your mind. And so you build yourself increasingly into a wall-to-wall trap.
Ode on Melancholy. No, no, go not to Lethe, neither twist wolf's bane tight-rooted for its poisonous wine, nor suffer thy pale forehead to be kissed by nightshade ruby grape of Proserpine. Make not your rosary of yew berries, nor let the beetle nor the death moth be your mournful psyche, nor the downy owl a partner in your sorrow's mysteries. For shade to shade will come too drowsily and drown the wakeful anguish of the soul. But when the melancholy fit shall fall sudden from heaven like a weeping cloud that fosters the droop-headed flowers all and hides the green hill in an April shroud, then glut thy sorrow on a morning rose, or on the rainbow of the salt sand wave, or on the wealth of globed peonies, or if thy mistress some rich anger shows, imprison her soft hand, and let her rave, and feed deep, deep upon her peerless eyes. She dwells with beauty, beauty that must die, and joy whose hand is ever at his lips bidding adieu, and aching pleasure nigh turning to poison while the bee mouth sips. I, in the very temple of delight, veiled melancholy as her sovereign shrine, though seen of none save him whose strenuous tongue can burst joy's grape against his palate fine, his soul shall taste the sadness of her might and be among her cloudy trophies hung.
Have you ever been lonesome, really lonesome?
Yeah, sure. Most of the time, I guess.
I don't think you know the kind of lonesomeness I mean. When you haven't got anybody that you can trust with a secret that might hurt you. When you're in a room full of people and you suddenly realize that you don't belong there at all, that you don't belong anyplace. That you haven't got any place that's honestly yours. No one that you can really confide in.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No, you don't.
Thank you.
But I would like to make some reflections on this particular form of madness and to raise again a very disturbing question. And this disturbing question is as follows. Is it only when you're in love with another person that you see them as they really are? And in the ordinary way, when you're not in love with people, you see only a fragmented version of that being. Because when you're in love with someone, you do indeed see them as a divine being. And suppose that's what they are truly.
Thank you. Why don't you ask me how long I've been waiting? Sat down on the road with the gunshots exploding. I'm waiting for you in the gloom and the blazing. I'm waiting for you. I sing like a slave, I know I should know better. I've learned all my lessons right down to the letter. And still I go on like this, year after year, waiting for miracles and shaking with fear. Why don't you answer? Why don't you come save me? Show me how to use all these things that you gave me. Turn me inside out so my bones can save me. Turn me inside out. You've come this close, you can come even closer. The gunshots get louder and the world spins faster. And things just get further and further apart. The head from the hands, and the hands from I love him, the earth down below and the sky up above him. And still I go on like this, day after day. Still I go on like this.
People, if they've loved much and got very hurt, then they never love again.
Some people have plenty loving, while some have no loving at all. My eyes have seen it, my heart feels it, my mind won't believe it at all.
Mind won't believe it at all. Why would you give a little?
only when we go back then to falling in love and say it's crazy. Falling. You see? We don't say rising into love. There is in it the idea of the fall. And it is goes back, as a matter of fact, to extremely fundamental things. That there is always a curious tie at some point between the fall and the creation.
Raging rivers or shark attacks, find love and give it all away. Find love and give it all away. Wrestle bears, bring them to their knees. Steal the honey from killer bees. Find love and then give it all away. Find
I can see a lot of life in you. I can see a lot of bright in you. And I think the dress looks nice on you. I can see a lot of life in you.
love you.
I don't recall ever giving you reason to be.
You were so full of anger. You were so unsure of where you were going, who you were, what you wanted. I needed someone certain, strong.
I know that there's
Good with the ladies. She said I did everything wrong.
Oh, man.
see, for all, the life is an act of faith and an act of gamble. The moment you take a step, you do so on an act of faith, because you don't really know that the floor is not going to give under your feet. The moment you enter into any kind of human undertaking in relationship, what an act of faith. See, you've given yourself up. But this is the most powerful thing that can be done. Surrender. See, and love is an act of surrender to another person. Total abandonment. I give myself to you.
Thank you. one. ويما داق لي هاش عمرك ما شهر وهي طايحة فاش ويتنكره ندخل الدار قلتي غنية ديالة تعجبني تغني فيها الطير يا مروم الدار يا مروم الدار جيب لي ربيك يا عليا تغني وانا الطير يا مروم الدار يا مروم الدار قلتي غنية ديالة تعجبني
none of this would have happened.
I can't help the way I feel.
Well, you never gave it a chance. I know I've done some bad things. I ain't saying anything different.
But I got some good in me, Hank. I know I do. You'd just taken to me, all that good would have come pouring out. You wouldn't have noticed anything else.
It just doesn't work that way.
Well, that's all you can say, eh? But I wouldn't take your love now if you offered it to me on a silver tray. The trouble with you is you don't know what a woman is. A real woman.
I like you very much. I had a very bitter experience. But I won't bore you with that.
Well, maybe she wasn't in love with you.
Maybe not.
You've done plenty for me tonight. I'd like to say I'm grateful, but somehow I wish I'd told you to go straight to the devil.